Hello everyone, good evening and welcome to tonight's podcast. My name is Tomi and tonight I'm going to be discussing a very interesting topic which I have titled When to Say No. I believe this topic would help a lot of people facing one or two challenges in their relationship, and I hope you enjoy every bit of tonight's discussion. I just want you to sit back, relax and enjoy every bit of it. Sometimes your heart wants something so bad, but deep down you know what you want would eventually hurt you. But you get carried away in the euphoria of the moment. Every man or woman who had chosen a wrong partner had an hint of some of their characters or traits, and that is what they are dealing with in their marriages today. For instance, he tells you, no, I don't drink, because he sees you to be a church girl and wants to please you at all costs. But one day you see him taking, you know, a shot at his friend's wedding and he tells you, babe, you know I don't drink now, but my friends begged me to take a shot with them. Deep down, you know this is wrong, but your mind is not strong enough to make you come to the realization that you might not be able to deal with this in marriage. So does this mean that at every point where your husband is being patronized to take a shot, then he goes for it at every point in time? So I know a lot of times you think that, oh, Bola, Tope, Shade and Nkechi are married, but have you ever thought about who their husbands are? Because the truth is, what has no meaning to some of your friends are values you hold on tight to. Things you know would cause you headache, try and get the strength to say no to them. I know the relationship is 4 years and everyone has started calling you Iyawo because they expect Uche, Bayo or John to have done the needful. How would you explain that Bayo slaps you at every little provocation? Well, you say in your heart, I provoked him and that was why he raised his hands. Or is it because of the makeup gift that he buys for you, the Zara and the Louis Vuitton you had, you know, been looking forward to having all year? Now let me give you this gist. Men like this will go extra mile to make you their wives. And once you get the ring and start raising kids, my darling, those makeup gifts would never happen anymore. Now, this is the time to ask yourself about what you really want. Now, I think it's a good idea when you draft out, you know, the things that you want in your man and vice versa. Now, one point for each of these things that you want and overall grade it, you know, into 10 points. If you have, you know, 10 points and, you know, this man is able to get a pass mark of 8 out of 10, maybe you could cut him some slack. And I wouldn't want to call some certain things trivial or major, because different strokes for different folks. But if the areas where your man is lacking is in the areas of, you know, domestic duties, maybe it doesn't help with chores, or probably is a little bit disorganized, you could help him in those areas if you are more strengthened in them. But I just want you to identify your deal breakers and see if that guy is the real deal. This podcast is so short because I really don't have much to say about this. But I just pray that every man, every woman would have the strength to say no to certain things in relationship and, you know, ability to say no despite everything, despite the time, despite, you know, the things you have invested into your relationship. I pray that everybody will have the courage to say no to what is not good for them. And I pray that God will give, you know, every man, just as I've said, the ability to say no in the relationship that is not good for them. And if you are in a bad place in your relationship right now and you're so scared to let it go, I want you to say this prayer with me. God, I really want out, but it is so difficult for me. Dear Lord, please let your will alone be done over this relationship. So if you have said that prayer, I trust God with you that everything would be fine. If it is not in the will of God, something would make it scatter. But I would want you to come up to that level where you can categorically tell God, I don't want this anymore. I deserve to be better. I deserve to be treated better. I deserve all the love in the world. And I trust God. I trust God for you. I trust God for you. I trust God to hold you by the hand. I trust God to give you the absolute best. Because in this world, I believe everybody deserves something good, something great, something pleasant, something beautiful, something full of peace and joy. And I pray for you that this will be your portion in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening to tonight's podcast. God bless you and do have a great week ahead. Bye.